place and you feel that you're going too fast.
All right, once again, the Kaiser Chiefs getting us into Feed the Resistance time today. My Kind of Guy comes from the album called Yours Truly, Angry Mob, and I am continuing to celebrate the Tour de France. We're into week two of the Tour de France, and they're in the mountains, so I head back into the French kitchen and cook up some chicken cassoulet with fennel and sausage. Dee's got the beer to go with it. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And how are you doing this morning?
Good. You're always so fancy.
Yes. I discovered cassoulet many, many years ago. My wife and I were vegetarians when we first got married for about 5 years. Very strict, too.
Okay.
We never strayed from it. I found a vegetarian cassoulet recipe, and we loved it.
Yeah.
We absolutely loved it. Then we went to New Orleans, and that ruined our vegetarianism.
Oh, yeah. You got to have
as you can possibly imagine, yeah. Yeah, yep. Totally ruined the vegetarianism. But I kept making the cassoulet. I just started adding meat into it.
Okay. Right?
A few years ago, I'm working for the River Food Pantry, and it's my last day of work, and the chef over there says, hey, we want to make a special meal for you. What would you like? It was also my office mate's last day of work there. Mm-hmm. She was vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So I said, let's make a vegetarian cassoulet. And he looked at me and said, there's no such thing as a vegetarian cassoulet.
How dare you.
All right, whatever. Make whatever you want.
Right.
And whatever he made was very, very good, but it was not a vegetarian cassoulet. A couple years later, I'm working down in Virginia. A client comes into the radio station who has a restaurant, and he's recording a commercial for Mother's Day.
Okay.
And among the specials he's got for Mother's Day is a vegetarian cassoulet.
Look at that.
So I told him the story.
Yes.
And I told him how I have this great recipe for a vegetarian cassoulet, but I was told there's no such thing. He said, well, you know what? I have no idea if there's such a thing as a vegetarian cassoulet. Can I borrow your recipe? So he borrowed
my recipe.
And it was a big hit. So
that's
I
awesome.
Felt redeemed
yes.
after all of that. Yes, I felt redeemed.
Perfect.
So this is a different, completely different version of cassoulet.
Right.
It's got fennel, it's got sausage in it, and it's wonderful.
Totally. And I had never heard of cassoulet before.
My horrible, horrible French. I took one semester as an adult. And, you know, trying to learn a language as an adult is not easy.
Right.
My guess is cassoulet basically means casserole.
Totally. Because then when I looked it up and I was like, oh, see, now on the farm, we make a similar version of this, but it's called slop. Like, you throw the chicken and the vegetables and the seasoning in the crock pot, and you let it go. This seems a little more detailed than that, and I love the fennel in there. You can really taste that.
As we learned last week, if we just call it by the French name, it sounds so much fancier.
So much fancier. Right. It's either cassoulet or slop. You pick. So, yeah, when I looked at the recipe and I saw that there were these kind of pronunciated herbs in there, I decided to go with a lighter, easier, crisper beer to pair with it. Because, again, we either do similar flavors or contrasting flavors. So I went with a brewery we haven't featured yet on this segment, Delta Beer Lab, which is right over off of Rimrock. Fantastic people over there. They make beer in as green of a way as you can. Really earth conscious people, and they do a lot of stuff for the community too.
And I believe they came around while I was out of town.
Yes,
and
totally.
Then of course when I came back, the pandemic hit. So I haven't been there yet. So I need to go there.
Oh my God, it's awesome! Oh, you're gonna love it. It's a fantastic building. Great people running it. I actually brewed a beer with them. We did. It was called KSR. It was strawberry rhubarb sour beer. So you might have seen that out over the summer. So this is their golden ale. It's just GLD.
Is everything initials?
Everything's meant to look like an element on the periodic table. Yeah. Totally.
I'm a little slow.
No. And it's people ask that all the time. And then once you pick up on it, you're like, oh, yeah, there's definitely a science theme to Delta Beer Lab. So I figured the golden ale would be great to just kind of feature the herbs that are in the cassoulet, let them shine through. And then our beer is kind of just this wonderful thing we use to wash it down.
All right. So let's give it a try and see how we did with our pairing here.
Those go really well together, and it feels the beer almost brings more of a lightness to the cassoulet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there.
Yeah, fantastic.
We succeed.
Yay!
I love it.
We've only had one really bad one. I keep saying that.
All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance, thanks to UW Provision. Two locations, the Meat Market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. And thanks to the Basin Barbecue Restaurant, Views, Brews, and Barbecues at Tyrol Basin. We do this every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.